This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkish justice officials are targeting contractors allegedly involved in shoddy and illegal construction after a pair of earthquakes on February 6 collapsed thousands of buildings in southeast Turkey and northern Syria. Rescuers pulled more survivors from the rubble Sunday, including a pregnant woman and two small children, but the death toll from the quakes has surpassed 33,000. 113 suspects have been detained, as Turkey vowed on Sunday to thoroughly investigate those potentially responsible for the collapse of the buildings. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting.
This is the moment police detained the developer of one residential complex that collapsed as he prepared to board a plane at Istanbul Airport for Montenegro on Friday evening. The man told prosecutors he didn't know why the complex collapsed and that his Montenegro trip was unrelated. Opponents of Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan have accused his government of not enforcing building regulations and of misspending taxes levied after the last major earthquake to make buildings more quake-resistant. Rescuers were still pulling survivors from rubble in both Turkey and Syria on Sunday. The chances of finding people alive are dwindling.
Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. Meanwhile, the United States is ramping up its relief efforts for the region.
The U.S. Agency for International Development pledged more than $85 million in assistance after Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke with his Turkish counterpart to ascertain their needs.
That is VOA's Cindy Sane reporting. Again, 113 suspects have been detained, and as Turkey vowed to thoroughly investigate those potentially responsible for the collapse of buildings due to the country's devastating earthquakes nearly 1 week ago. This is VOA News. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau Sunday confirmed that on his order, a U.S. fighter jet shot down an unidentified object that was flying high over the Yukon the day after the U.S. took similar action over Alaska. VOA's Steve Karish.
North American Aerospace Defense Command, the combined U.S.-Canada organization that provides shared defense of airspace over the two nations, detected the flying object at high altitude Friday evening over Alaska, U.S. officials said. It crossed into Canadian airspace on Saturday.
NORAD confirmed that an unidentified object entered unlawfully Canadian airspace. It represented a reasonable threat to civilian aircraft, so I give the order to take it down.
F-22 fighter jets have now taken down three objects in the airspace above the U.S. and Canada over 7 days. Steve Karish, VOA News, Washington.
The International Olympic Committee is defending its decision to help athletes from Russia and Belarus qualify for the 2024 Paris Summer Games, despite a harsh rebuke from Ukraine's president. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The head of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, says they've been advised by the UN they can't discriminate against athletes from Russia and Belarus.
History will show who is doing more for peace, the ones who try to keep lines open and to communicate, and or the ones who want to isolate or divide.
During World War II, Germany and Japan were excluded from the 1948 London Olympics. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Two officials say that Sudan's ruling military has concluded a review of an agreement with Russia to build a navy base on the Red Sea in the African country. They say the deal is now awaiting the formation of a civilian government and a legislative body to be ratified. The official said Moscow met Sudan's most recent demands, including providing more weapons and equipment. The officials did not provide further details. Sudan has been without a parliament since a popular uprising forced a military overthrow of the longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir in April of 2019. Israel's president has appealed to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to delay a contentious plan to overhaul the country's judicial system and instead seek a compromise with his political opponents. President Isaac Herzog made the appeal Sunday in a primetime nationwide address, a day before Netanyahu's coalition is to take its first step toward implementing the plan in a parliamentary vote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.